Now here I'm on the tip of the land, you know, on the north of Bordeaux, and on the other side there's a ferry going over, and this is like a this river, no, well, it's the ocean, which is going all the way to Bordeaux in here. So this is one of the first settlements of the and there are the Brittany. Oh yeah, if you go a little bit further, you've got the Brittany people over there. And well, I show it on the map later on. I finally made it. I'm just like the weekend, it's probably starting or something, so then I'll be off here. So in fact I was here. So here's Bordeaux here, and I was just here where the river is going in, La Gironde. So it was water all around here. So you see here, they call it the pool here. The Germans built it, you know, because a little train going here, you know, to load the U-boats here. And the pier here, it's been much larger going into the sea, so you just had to come here. And that's where the opening is, what you see all the bunkers there. I can't see anything, but anyway, there's the opening going to Bordeaux. So this is the pool. So here you can see the rails, a little train going in there, you know, to bring food and to the U-boats. It has to be round, you know, a little train coming from this side. So empty, it goes on there and back it is, you know. Yeah, they thought about everything, not like going forward and go back. So it's a whole U-boat structure here. So you see a little train going here, you know, to bring food to the bunkers here too. And on this side, it's going here to the U-boats. So that, they thought about everything. So now people can swim in it. What a waste. The whole bloody war, what a waste, eh? So, you know, if I see this, you know, the Jerrys, you know, imagining, you know, in a little train, you know, sitting all on it, you know, like five Jerrys with their helmets and all, you know, their arms going up, you know, in a little train. You see the image, you know, like, you know, going all the way there, you know, and to bring the foods and all that to the MTB, motor torpedo boat, the submarine, the U-boat. So, you know, considering the war, you know, it was in the beginning, it was they had the Blitzkrieg, you know, the Blitz war, you know, a lot of movement. And then they installed here and it became a positional war, and that's why they lost it. You know, well, there are, of course, there are bigger reasons. They were meant to lose it, you know, because of the aristocracy and the pharaoh. It wasn't meant to be that way. But anyway. Interesting enough, it was a war of movements in the beginning and became a positional war. And then, you know, as the attack is the best defense, yeah, let's attack them then, eh? So it was all built by the Jerrys there. You can see the rails are still here, you know, behind me. And there, well, they put some concrete over it, but it's still here. You know, to load to bring the ammunition to the food to all the bunkers here, to the MTBs and the submarines. Over there they had a pier going in. So this is the La Gironde going to Bordeaux, a very big harbour. Oh James, this is awful for playing some golf here. Look at it. Awful for a golf, a game of golf. Jolly good. Boom. So here's another crater. It's a biggie, eh? Look, man, eh? Going very deep. It's a big bomb. Airplane, and the bunkers are just there. Very nice forest here, beautiful. Yeah. So there's a little staircase here going to an a big bunker. And my friend here, he said that the they're having a rave parties in here. You see, there's a lot of gates going in here. There's another one. Oh, I don't know where this one's going. Oh, it's all over. So this is what French beach on the Atlantic looks like. Like one of them, you know, it's quite boring. On the Atlantic, one of the beaches. So that's me. So I'm here in a place called Arras, which is next to Bordeaux, which is a Greek god. You got all these crocodiles here, you know, yeah, four. Oh, here's the number four, you know, of the square. So, but there are no crocodiles in France, you know, we never had any. They're the lions, I'll show you better, you know, the lions. So that's the symbol of the aristocracy and the Sphinx, the lions, there. They're here, it's all pharaonic too. I don't see the, and it's all the sun hieroglyph all over. I don't see the number three. That's funny. It is there. I just don't see it now. Yeah. Maybe, no, on top there's a fleur de lis, you know. Maybe there's the number three. So the square and compass, it shows four crocodiles, four crocs. Never had any crocs. I don't know what it says here. Coat of arms, another one. Pharaohs, they're here. And I just heard there's a UFO base here. Yeah. Now look at that tower, man. 5G, eh? Yeah. An old church. So here I'm in the place Verdon, which is on the top of the on Bordeaux, where on all sides there's the ocean. And you see the seven rays as on the Statue of Liberty. It's like a crown, which is of course Isis. And you got the three for the compass and the four of the square. So it's all pharaonic, it's all occult. And so, you know, it's always the same. You see, you got a pyramid, red, and a sort of a Templar's V, like in black. So I'm getting on board of the ship. Going. On the red pyramid is the capstone is missing. It's an inverse pyramid with the capstone missing. And between the red and the black there's the Templar's V. I know what they're doing. It's a Templar ship. I should look at it later. I'll probably find some more things. Should have gone there on the tip of the between the Atlantic and the Gironde. That would be fantastic, sitting on the tip, eh? Water on both sides. I didn't. Next time.